The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, it is that time of the week on a Thursday when Tom Dunn joins us to talk about the week in music. So first up, take a listen to this. That, of course, was our beloved duo Jedward, who have been hitting the headlines after speaking out on Twitter against some of those who are refusing to comply with public health guidelines. Tom, who's in their crosshairs now?
This week they've been taking aim at Ian Brown from the Stone Roses, Noel Gallagher of Oasis, and Madonna as well, and Jim Corr, of course, who's a regular target for them and many others in the world. But you would have to say that all of those people have not been having a particularly great week. Ian Brown kind of let it off. He came out and he texted or he tweeted saying, "No lockdown, no tests, no tracks, no masks, no vax." The only thing he kind of left off that list is no climate change, to tell the truth. So it's just, you know, that was bad. And then Noel Gallagher went a bit further and said that he wouldn't wear a mask, foolishly saying that he was willing to take the risk. He didn't mind if he got it, not really taking into account that that, you know, doesn't help other people. It might get it from him, which is no use. And Madonna also went on to her 15 million Instagram followers and said that a vaccine has already been produced but is being kept from the public. So that and many others, lesser figures, it's the thing about pop stars, you know, just because they look good on stage and in the right lighting and the right producer and the right song studio, they can sound like they're very cool and very, you know, with it. Doesn't necessarily mean that they really are that cool or informed or up to speed. It's just the truth. So Jedward have been very, very entertaining. I didn't think I'd ever hear myself saying that on the radio, but their tweets are just very on the money, very sharp, very witty. And they're doing something which I didn't really think would be that wise. They're taking on these people who are responding back to them and their fans are responding back to them, making Jedward a target, which, as you know, in the echo chamber of Twitter can become like the villagers chasing you with their torches in a very short time. But they're taking it on. They're not being bad, but they're having a go at Trump as well. Trump is also in their sights, and there's just times on dark days when we talk about possibly going to level 3 and stuff like that, when Jedward's tweets are just a little ray of sunshine out there and very entertaining, and very well informed and on the money as well.
Yeah, their tweet back to Ian Brown when they said, "Your music and cheekbones are a dream, but your tweets are a nightmare," I think is gets my vote, my favourite one. All right, we'll take a listen now, Tom, to your album of the week. Right, that was a track from your album of the week. It's The Flaming Lips, American Head. Tom, I listened to this today, most of the album on the way up in the car, because I'm a Flaming Lips fan. I'm going to give it the sideways thumb. What did you think?
Oh, okay. It's interesting you say that, because a few of the magazines are doing a similar thing. I loved The Flaming Lips, 1999 in particular, when they had the race for the prize out. I really loved them, and they defined the indie music, and I think kind of helped relaunch indie music back in at that particular phase. And I followed them since then. In 2002, Yoshimi Battles the Satellites, that was an absolutely brilliant album.
That's my favourite. I prefer that to The Soft Bulletin, actually. That's my favourite album.
Yeah, I understand totally. I love. I'd probably be with you. I think I prefer it too. But they've often been very odd in a lot of the things that they've done. They did an entire version of the Sgt. Pepper album, which took me a few listens to realise was just nonsense. And they are at times, I think, almost clinical about exploiting new very cool talent, such as Miley Cyrus, who they've done many songs with. And even this one has Kacey Musgraves on it, who I'm a huge fan of. So there was just a little bit of a thing about them where you felt they were chancers to an extent and weren't really doing the kind of music like Kashimi Battles, you know, The Satellites, which I loved. So this is very much a return to that kind of form. And that is why I liked it. And that's why I picked it as the album of the week.
Yeah.
It was just nice to hear the Flaming Lips doing what the Flaming Lips normally do. And at times I feel that has an incredible quality to it. His voice is beautiful. There's a great poignancy to the music. So for me, it felt like a return to form. Many reviews are saying that it's a term what they used to do, but it's not as brilliant as what they used
it's
to
probably,
do.
It's probably,
I'll need to give it more time.
More of a Philistine than you, as you know. And for me, it's just, it's great and it's orchestral and melancholic and all of that. It's kind of just lacking that little bit of poppiness maybe that Yoshimi had and Race for the Prize on Soft Bulletin.
Yeah, that and maybe a little bit of a spark. I think there's times when there's a little spark in their music which might be slightly missing here. But for me, I'm really enjoying it. And okay. It's just the first time in a long time that I've felt on the same page as the Flaming Lips, who were once one of my favourite bands. So for me, it's kind of like getting a phone call from them, and I feel we have common ground now. And I'm happy to spend much more time with this album. And I'll tell you in a few weeks' time whether... Well, I'm going to be reaching out and buying it on vinyl. That's the acid test.
Ooh, the real test. Okay.
But so far, you know, it's a worthy album of the week.
All right, that's the album of the week, The Flaming Lips, American Head. Now time for your gig of the week.
You got the nerve to beg me, don't leave me here. What were you thinking of love? Love. Now we're two breaking into one, breaking
Yeah, that was Mary Coughlan, and she is your gig of the week. Where is she playing?
She is playing loads of different dates, and this one at the weekend is in Listunvarna. It's at 3 p.m. down in Listunvarna, a bit unusual. But she has played places like the Mermaid and I think the Workman's Club as well. And these are small venues that are tentatively trying to put their feet back in the water after COVID-19 and putting gigs on with small numbers safely, which is key. I think those small venues are absolutely the lifeblood of the industry. And Mary has a brand new album out, Life Stories. It's probably the best thing she's maybe ever done. Her voice is great. The songs are great. And I think it's reuniting people or reacquainting people with what a great singer Mary is. When she arrived first, she was seen as kind of a torch singer in the Billie Holiday mode. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think in some ways you need to almost grasp the silver lining of the COVID-19 cloud is that you can see Mary Coughlan in a very small venue with very few people, which is lovely in its own way. So I think just take the opportunity. It's one of the best albums of her career, Life Stories. She's an amazing singer, and a chance for you to see her. Watch her website, because little dates are cropping up left, right and centre. And this is just one of them that I wanted to shine a light on this weekend.
All right, Sunday the 20th of September at the Royal Spa Hotel and Cafe in Listunvarna. What's your tip of the week, Tom?
Very happy with this. Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio. It was a series of shows he did that came to an end in April 2009. He did 100 shows and they were absolutely classic. He would have themes in them. The themes could be anything from how to do drywalling to different cooking recipes. People would call in, people like Elvis Costello and Jack White would call in. It was all, and then the music was simply sensational. So it went off air around 2009. I think he had felt his work. But with COVID-19 upon us, he's back with a new album and he's back with a whiskey themed theme time radio, which is going to be on September the 21st. He does have his own whiskey. There is a Bob Dylan whiskey called Heaven's Doors Whiskey, and he'll be telling whiskey related stories, playing music, and try and make the point that whiskey is behind all of the success in the world, from arts to sports to everything. It owes its success in some way, shape or form to whiskey. I don't know if that's a great theory, but I'm happy to let Bob Dylan share it with me. And it's great to have him back.
And how do people listen to it?
It's going to be on Sirius XM, which is a really, really cool digital station on the internet. So if you type in Bob Dylan, they will lead you there. And that will be on September the 21st.
Bob Dylan on the internet. Tom Don, thanks a million for all of that. As always, we'll talk to you again soon. We'll get the latest news headlines now,
thanks,
though,
Aaron.
With Eamon.